This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show.
Starts right now.
Here we go!
Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. You made it. It is the pre-show at 5:30. Good morning to everyone who's checking in on our request and text line, 702-364-9400. Hayden, Francis, Melissa, Tasha, Sandel, Jessica, Melissa, Sheila is checking in. So is Sheila, Leanna, Maria, Lance. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. You can also check in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM, like Melodies, Martin, and Mike. Thank you guys so much. How are you?
I'm good. You ready for the weekend?
I am ready for the weekend. I definitely am. I'm excited. I'm going to go see Janet Jackson tonight.
Ooh, it's night one of the residency, correct?
Yeah.
Nice.
So first night of that. So I can't wait to see that. And then what else do I have going on this weekend? I feel like there's something big. I have to look at my schedule. I literally put everything. Oh, I have to go to the eye doctor tomorrow because I messed up my eye when I dropped my phone on
right?
it. So I'm going to the eye doctor tomorrow. And then, we're getting together with some friends of ours that we haven't seen forever. So I was really excited about that. We're going to hook up. And then I know you're headed out of town, right?
That is correct. I'm going to Temecula, California. I've never been to Temecula, California. My wife has a horse competition. She's been out there this week. So looking forward to that. And I didn't know this, but Temecula, California is big wine country.
It's. I've heard that they have some good wineries out there. Are you going to check them out?
We're actually staying at a winery when it comes to hotels out there. This is a big horse show, so we kind of had to get creative. And we're staying at a winery. It's a nice little hotel inside a winery. So we're doing that and looking forward to going out to that. And I'll be back on Sunday. In time for Game of Thrones on Sunday night.
I know a lot of people are already making their plans and what they're going to do. You and I talked about doing like a big Game of Thrones viewing party, but then we were like, we really just want to watch. And we think most people feel the same way, that you don't want to concentrate on other people. You want to be able to be with yourself, watch the show. And I think we're going to go through a period of mourning too. I was reading this morning and it'll come up in my hot three that there's actually therapy that's being offered for people who are going to feel really sad and depressed now that the show is going to be over.
And we were talking about that party. We're saying, okay, if someone was hosting a watch party, would we go? I'm like, yeah, we probably want to sit in the comfort of our living room and watch it. But you don't want any distractions either. It's not like it's a football game or baseball game.
Yes.
Where there's downtime and you can still converse during it. Game of Thrones, or whatever your favorite TV show is, you have your routine and you want zero distractions. You don't want someone, when a big scene is happening, someone you don't know just kind of talking and doing play-by-play. You don't want to hear that.
There's certain shows that I like to have peace and quiet while I'm watching. And then others that they're better to watch around friends.
Yes.
And have people around you and make comments. I love watching UFC or boxing with a bunch of people around and everybody's just like, oh, I love that vibe. Game of Thrones, not so much.
You want to soak it in.
Yeah.
You want to soak it in. And then, is it 6 or 7 o'clock start? It's 6, right?
Well, if you get the East Coast feed, it's 6 o'clock
HBO,
start.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's a 70, it's a 80-minute episode. So it's a little extra. Can they wrap it all up? Are they going to be able to come back after the uproar from last week's episode? That remains to be seen.
Do you think they'll movie it? We'll see some Game of Thrones movies coming out after the fact, because now there's going to be a Breaking Bad movie it's already in the works. It's taking place. There are Walking Dead movies that will be put out while the show is still on the air. Is Game of Thrones, is it movie worthy after the fact?
Didn't we talk about the fact that they're going to work on a prequel?
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
I thought that it's a prequel to the next.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to take like 15 years to make or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, but I'm sad. I'm really sad. I think I might need someone to talk to when it's all said and done. So we'll definitely have a recap on that Monday for you. But right now, let's start the show on this finally Friday. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show.
It's a finally Friday, huh?
Finally Friday, yes. okay. here's the first song. What do you want to hear? All Around the World by Lisa Stanfield. It's My Life from Bon Jovi. It's my life. It's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. Or do you want to hear Back at One by Brian McKnight? You're like a dream come true. Just wanna be with you. Those are your choices. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM, vote on Facebook, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Here's what's trending with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Big Bang Theory is trending this morning. Last night was the series finale of the show. The series creator said that they did their best to end the series in a way that honored the characters that we've loved for 12 years. Now, we're going to play a little bit of audio, so if you haven't seen it, you don't want any spoilers. I don't think there's too many spoilers here, but it was just a nice kind of summation of the past 12 years of the show.
It's very sweet. The speech?
Yes.
This honor doesn't just belong to me. I wouldn't be up here if it weren't for some very important people in my life. I have been encouraged, sustained, inspired, and tolerated, not only by my wife, but by the greatest group of friends anyone ever had. I apologize if I haven't been the friend you deserve, but I want you to know, in my way, I love you all.
So sweet. And here is one spoiler, okay, guys? The elevator was fixed.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I was hoping that would happen. So,
did you watch the whole thing or bits and pieces of it?
I just watched the ending of it. I didn't realize it was on until it was too late.
I was the same way. I think I came in at like 8:30 or something like that. I'm like, oh, I had it on. And then it was Jim Parsons giving that speech. And he goes through and he addresses every character on the show. And I kind of felt like that was kind of interesting because there's rumors that the reason the show is ending is because Jim Parsons does not want to come back. He's done with it. He wants to move on to other projects. And the rest of the cast is like, well, we kind of want to come back. But so I kind of felt like it was him like addressing them like personally, like, hey, thank you for everything.
I'm so sorry,
so sorry
for doing this to all of you.
I thought maybe they'd continue the show without me, but they're not. My bad.
Yeah, you may be onto something there. Who knows? It's sad to see it go. I know that show. It's on in reruns too. It's all over the place, but it's so funny. You could always go on it and know you would end up laughing. You know, yes.
12 years is a long time.
That is a long, long time. So that is trending this morning. Dining out is trending. A new survey says 56% of Americans dine out 2 to 3 times a week, and that includes dining at a restaurant, getting takeout, or having a meal delivered to the home. Now, 10% say they do it 4 to 6 times a week, and 6% say they do it every single day. And it's not cheap. Men are spending about $82 a week on dining out, while women spend about $69 a week. And the top reasons are to socialize with friends and family, special occasions, and then just the convenience of it all.
Where are you guys? Where do you stand?
I'd say we're probably at the two to three times a week, I'd say. How about you?
We're cooking in the house at least twice a week.
Oh, but
yeah,
dining out.
So, as far as takeout and everything else.
4 to 6 times a week, yeah. A lot of it is just a matter of convenience for a lot of people. There's no shame in it. Sometimes people just don't. I know our big thing is, because our deal is I cook, he has to clean, and he hates to clean, so.
Do you guys barbecue a lot this time of year? The weather's great to be outside barbecuing, but are you guys big on the grill?
We used to be, but we haven't been because we need a new
propane tank.
Propane tank, yes. And I was just having a conversation with that. I'm like, can you please go get a new propane tank? We don't have one in there. And then I'm always scared about the finding things. Did you see that one video?
Oh, my gosh.
The family of the, what are those called? They're not.
Possums?
The possums living in there. Ay, ay, ay.
We use our grill throughout the year, so I don't think there's enough time for something to build a home inside there. But I remember growing up back east where, you know, come Labor Day, you shut that grill down. You don't pop that thing open until June. And opening that up, taking the cover off for the first time, lifting that thing up. It's like, oh, hey there, Mr. Squirrel.
Yeah, no
Sorry
thanks.
To bother you, but we need the grill now.
That sounds terrifying. So, yeah, that's one thing I'm kind of scared of. We haven't used it for a few months now. Game of Thrones is trending at, like we said, a new survey says millions of Americans are going to skip work on Monday or show up late because of the show. 34% of working adults say they're planning to watch the 80-minute finale, which would make the episode one of the 10 most watched series in television history. An estimated 27.2 million workers admit that the show's conclusion may have a direct impact on their work obligations. Here's how it breaks down. Over 10 million are planning to skip work to celebrate or cope with the aftermath. 5.8 million will work on Sunday. Who work on Sunday will take a vacation day that day. 2.9 million will show up to work late. And another 3.4 million say they will work remotely that day, even though they never do that in the first place. So there you go. That's what's trending for Friday, May 17th.
Show number
967.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock right there on the dot. Finally Friday.
Finally Friday, baby.
Yes, finally Friday. And getting some text this morning, we were talking about Big Bang Theory in What's Trending. First time I've cried watching Big Bang Theory. I thought it was a good episode. It was sweet. I like the way it ended. A lot of times we're not happy with the finales of shows, and everyone thinks that they know how it could have ended better than the other person, but I thought that was a good way to tie everything up, didn't you think?
I had nothing to compare it to. I've never watched... When he was giving that speech, like, I don't know who all the characters are.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, okay. I love Kaley Cuoco and everything, but I think I've seen maybe 5 minutes of the show. And it's a show that I keep telling myself, watch it. I know I'll love it, but I just never sat down and watched the show.
It's funny. You can jump in on any episode and just laugh, but I wasn't a diehard friend or Seinfeld viewer, but I was not a fan of that ending. Mm-hmm. And so I don't watch it weekly either, but I did think it was just a nice, sweet wrap up to the show. So
I got to send you a picture because this is now taking a life of its own. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to send you this. This was sent to me yesterday. I texted it to you.
Oh, looks like we're another Ryan Reeves sighting.
Ryan Reeves, do you recognize where he is too?
No, I can't.
He's back at that Albertsons.
Oh, same guy, same place.
Same Albertsons. He's at the pharmacy though. So dang. I got that text message yesterday. Look who's here. Like, I can't get down there.
That's, yeah.
But now we have people with Ryan Reeves spottings around town when they see him sending me pictures and stuff. So we're getting closer. It's like the person that sent me the picture, I'm like, just go up to him.
No,
go say
he's
something.
At the pharmacy. He probably doesn't want to talk to someone who is picking up something from the pharmacy.
There's that rule at the pharmacy. You're supposed to stand back. There's that line. Stand here and wait until you're called forward.
I feel like, you know, if he keeps getting hounded by people, he's going to say, there's no way I want to go on that show. They're so annoying.
So then cease operations.
I definitely like the sightings, though. It'd just be nice if we could get that contact directly instead of stalking him at the grocery store.
And I look at the people that are around him. Like, I wonder if the woman here standing off to the right, if she realizes who she's next to.
She probably doesn't. She's probably in her own little world. When I go into the grocery store, I put on the blinders. I don't look at anyone. I don't make eye contact. I go in, I get my stuff, and I leave. Do you look around and talk to people?
It depends on the day and the mood. Sometimes I'm open for vacancy in the inn. Everyone's welcome to come join me. Other times, no vacancy, head down, put a hat on, just want to go in and do my business.
And then I also wonder when I run into people if they're judging what I buy. They're looking at my cart like, oh, okay, I see you there with those Cheez-It grooves. I know you like those crackers.
That is so funny because if I do have a conversation with someone, I am so focused on their eyes. I'm like, don't look at their cart. Don't look at their cart.
Yeah.
I don't want them to see me judging their cart because I know they would be doing the same. So anytime I have a conversation, it's like, keep your eyes. It's almost as if they're naked. Like, don't look down. Don't look down. Just stare at their eyes.
You don't want them to think you're judging them. And I'm the same way. But I will, like, at strangers, and I'll see what they have in their cart. And a lot of times I'll think, oh, they have that? Oh, I'm going to go try that.
Well, what are they making, too? would be in front of the cookie. You got this, that, and everything. Wow, you're making a really fancy dinner here tonight.
I sometimes I check out when you're the person in front of you and you're seeing all their stuff on the belt. You're like, well, you're having a party. Definitely. Can I come, please?
My buddy that sent me the Ryan Rees picture, he says, would it be weird if I went up to him and said, I have your jersey, man?
Oh,
like a grown adult going up like, hey, I got your jersey.
I think he would be flattered, don't you think?
Yeah.
Would that be psycho? Like, would you be like, oh.
I don't think so, because obviously you look at the crowd at the game and everyone's wearing your jersey and stuff. But I just thought it was kind of funny. Like, would it be weird if a grown man went up and said, hey, man, I got your jersey?
I think if I were a professional athlete and someone came up and told me that, I would be flattered.
Indeed.
That would be really cool.
All right, so
we'll
friends,
get him on
stop
eventually.
The Reeves stalking.
No, don't stop the stalking.
I got two messages
bother.
About him yesterday.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. We'll get him on. I'm sure we will. He just needs some time to still recuperate from that ending of the season. It was crazy.
Big show on this Friday morning. Our 12K payday continues. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 7:20. Tickets for you to go see Snow Patrol tomorrow night over at the Joint. Those tickets in just about 15 minutes. Florence and the Machine tonight, T-Mobile Arena. You're going. Your ticket's at 7:40. It's back. Where in the world is Jocelyn Luna?
We're sending her out to celebrate the end of the year. The school year, that is. And we'll tell you what she's doing and where she's going coming up later this morning.
So later on in the 8, if you're looking forward to that one for Jocelyn going out. That was fun last week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And then coming up here in the dirt, it looks like we have our new Batman. Details on the surprising pick is coming up in just about 7 minutes. That is Dean Lewis. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In just about 3 minutes here, your tickets to go see Snow Patrol tomorrow night.
We'd never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's do this.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
The front runner to be our next Batman is Robert Pattinson.
I saw that. I am having a hard time getting on board on that one.
Give it a minute. Because, well, you've obviously had more than a minute if you saw it. Because I was the same way. But the more I think about it and the more pictures I see of him and think about him, I like this. And it sounds like a lot of people, and this is from Variety. It's not Hollywood Reporter. It's not tabloid talk. Some sites today are reporting that it's a done deal.
It'll take me a second. But every time they announce a new Batman, it takes me a second. So
Ben Affleck, did he do it for you?
No, I think my favorite was Christian Bale. I thought he did a really good job. I don't really remember Val Kilmer.
We're going to wait the original.
The original movie Michael one, Keaton,
Michael Keaton,
right?
Yeah.
I want to say I liked Michael Keaton, but I haven't seen one of those old Batman movies in a long time.
George Clooney.
I thought it was okay.
He was the one that his suit had the big nipples, right? That was a big thing.
Did it?
His Batman. Yeah, Google George Clooney Batman nipples.
Oh gosh, and it's bad.
No, his bat suit. They gave his bat suit nipples, which was the first time Batman's suit had nipples.
That's so bizarre.
Very odd.
Of
all things. It's like, is that a superpower? No, it's just my nipples. 70-year-old wrestling legend Ric Flair was hospitalized. He had some kind of health issue on Thursday. TMZ was calling it a serious issue, but his family says that he had a scheduled procedure this week, and actually today he's expected to have that surgery and then make a full recovery and be here next Friday in Las Vegas, Caesars Palace, for the roast of Ric Flair.
I saw someone tweeted, Ric Flair's on life support, or he's brain dead, and I was like, oh my gosh. And so I start investigating, and then the next thing I know, it's like his wife says he's fine.
Scheduled procedure. In the office when we got the first thing. I remember Mercedes, oh my gosh, Ric Flair's in the hospital, and TMZ made it sound like it was something big going on, but scheduled procedure, doing it today, all set to be in Vegas a week from tonight.
This is his music?
Yeah.
I did see that female wrestler passed away.
Yeah, Ashley Massaro. Very sad. Very young. 39 years old. She was a WWE diva. She retired, though, a few years ago from wrestling. But she was also on Survivor at one point.
I watch every season of Survivor, pretty much. I don't recognize her, but then I read she was, like, the second one voted out. So
okay.
It's usually the early cast members I forget.
Let's talk about this. Halsey just released a new song called Nightmare. Here is some brand-new music from Halsey.
Dream, but I'm a hell of a night.
think Halsey's voice is so interesting. It sounds so different from everyone else's. No,
I won't smile, but I'll show you my I like it too.
Speak if you just let
me breathe. All right, we got Snow Patrol at the Joint tomorrow night. Your tickets here like in 30 seconds. This is interesting. Johnny McDade is in Snow Patrol, and he's in a relationship with Courtney Cox. And maybe she'll be with him this weekend here in Las Vegas. And maybe that was the inspiration for a really cool photo that she put out on Instagram. She shared a photo pic of the Friends cast on their way to Vegas back when they were still nobodies because the show hadn't aired yet. And she captioned it, the one where the six of us went to Vegas and no one knew we were friends yet.
I thought that was so cute.
Really cute.
Yeah. And like you said, it was before that whole chaos started and they could enjoy their life. Uh-huh. She was still known as the Bruce Springsteen girl.
That's right. And then no one really knew the rest of the cast. Phoebe was on Mad About You for a hot minute.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Was that before or after Friends?
Right around the same time because they had an issue about casting her.
Okay.
And they said, why don't we cast her as Ursula, was her character on Mad About You, cast her as Ursula's sister.
Twin sister.
Twin sister, yeah.
Okay, wow. That's funny.
Yeah, tickets, Snow Patrol, Saturday night over at the Joint. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You get to play Heads Up.
We have just one category for you to pick this morning, and that category is toppers. We'll tell you that, but you do get to pick your partner, and if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Carol.
Hi.
Good morning. You're caller 20.
Oh, my God. I've listened to you guys since I was a teenager, and I've only ever gotten 20 twice.
Oh, man. So you're only 19 now, right?
Exactly.
That's great to hear. Carol, we're excited for you. Your category this morning for Heads Up is toppers, okay? And May 13th was National Crouton Day, so these are all things you would put on your salad, okay?
Oh, well, if it's salad, then I pick Mercedes.
I like salad. I had a salad for dinner last night, actually, so I know my salads.
If the topic is ever barbecue chicken wrap, you got to go with me, Carol.
Well, all right, absolutely.
You guys all set? You ready here?
Yes.
We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to Snow Patrol. You guys start now.
Parmesan, cheddar.
Cheese.
Yes. These are grapes that have sat out for way too long.
Raisins?
Yes. These are, you put these in your mouth and you suck on the shell, then you crack them and spit out the shell.
Pistachios?
No. They're like you eat them at a baseball game.
Peanuts?
No, pass. This is not sausage, but
I have no idea.
It's a breakfast meat that you have. Eggs?
Bacon?
Yes. This is, there's refried, there's black, there's
beans.
Yes. This is what you, you can have this over easy, but when you put it in and you
hard boil that?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. pass on that one. This is a Granny Smith.
Apple?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was way harder than it needed to be, but you got it, so congratulations.
Carol, this is great. You're going to have so much fun. Tomorrow night, you're going to be at the Joint inside the Hard Rock checking out some Snow Patrol.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Just for the record, the one we got stuck on was sunflower seeds.
Oh, yeah. I don't eat those. I don't like it.
I don't like those really that much either. When you have to put in so much work for such a little payoff, it's
exactly.
Not worth my time.
They're so tiny inside.
Thank you, Carol. Congratulations. And more chances for you to win with Heads Up this morning. We have a pair of tickets to check out Summer Jam in the 8 o'clock hour.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply. And I promise
that nobody's gonna love you like me. It's Taylor Swift, Brendon Urie. The song is called Me. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Do you know what today is?
Today is, yes, I do know what today is.
Go on.
I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
Because today is the day that we all know as a very special day.
Indeed, it is. Is it not?
It is the day that we celebrate.
Yes, yes, we do.
We celebrate the exciting, wonderful birthday of Derek Hough from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
He's 34 years old today.
Yes, he is. And you know how I know that it's Derek Hough's birthday? Because Derek Hough's birthday always falls on National Bike to Work Day.
Oh, yeah, that's too.
That's where I remember his birthday. Because I know today is National Bike to Work Day. This is so funny. Is there, as a grown adult, is there anything that you can't do that majority of people can do? I bring this up because we have a friend of ours. She's got to be mid to late 20s who does not know how to ride a bicycle. And maybe that's more common than I think, but I just thought it was kind of odd that she does not know how to ride a bicycle. But she can ride a horse.
Well, I get that. I think, you know, a lot of people will be like, wow, that's odd. But I also think that if she's mid-20s, she grew up as you're approaching the internet generation. So they were spending more time online than they were outside riding a bike.
And she is a Las Vegas born and raised. So does the heat play a factor in it too? If you're growing up in the heat, when if you grew up somewhere else it was a little bit cooler, you're more inclined to get on that bicycle and just go out for the entire afternoon versus it being 115. You're gonna not ride that bike.
Yeah, that's what. And my youngest, she was the same way for a long time. We never taught her how to ride a bike, and I felt terrible, just terrible, because you know the kids would be riding their bikes, and she's just kind of like, and then we'd try for like 10 minutes, and then forget it. But then she finally kind of did it on her own, and she learned how to ride a bike. But sometimes in this city, it's I don't know. And then also, I don't think the kids ride their bike as much as they used to.
Oh, don't tell me that. My heart hurts when I hear that.
Well, for instance, I have a girlfriend whose kid rides his bike to school every day, every single day.
Awesome.
The grandma got mad because she's like, how can you let him ride a mile and a half to school without supervision? It's a dangerous time. You never know what's happening. And so now her mom and she are in this huge fight because she thinks it's unsafe for him to ride his bike a mile and a half to school.
Oh, I would let him ride. How old is he? He's on a bike. He can pedal away from any danger out there.
I think he's like seven or eight. I'm not 100% sure. I know he's younger than my youngest.
I'm all for it. But then again, I'm not a parent. So yeah. My mind and eyes might change differently if it was my child. But I like hearing that there's kids out there riding their bikes to school.
Yeah, with his helmet and everything. He's got the equipment, but it's... I think that there's a lot of things that kids can do that as an adult they can't do because it's just a different generation, you know?
Is there anything out there as an adult that you can't do? Like, oh my gosh, I can't swim. I don't know how to do this. But do you remember when you learned how to ride a bike and what was that process?
It was my dad running, holding the back of the seat, running along with me and then letting go and then me like, oh my gosh. And then I didn't know how to stop, so I just put my feet down. I didn't know how to use the brakes properly.
Yes.
My first bike had the brakes where you would pedal backwards and it would stop. Mm-hmm. And then as I grew older, I got the hand brake.
It's the same way. My dad was, I remember vividly I was on the grass too. And our backyard has a little bit of there's an incline there. And he put me on the bike and he just pushed me and holding balance, not knowing how to up and just going into a bunch of evergreen trees. I just couldn't stop.
Oh my gosh, that's what you used as your brake?
That's what I used as my brakes. I was just so panicky. And I think my dad was yelling to him, put your feet down or use the brake. Either one, dummy, not the tree.
That's so funny. I've used a tree as a brake before too when I first learned how to rollerblade.
Oh.
I could not stop. So I thought if I go on the grass, it'll slow me down. And I was about to fall, so I just hugged a tree and then my feet are like flailing all over the place. I could not stop. What weird thing did you use as a brake? 702-364-9400. What can't you do as an adult that most people can do? I think that's a very common thing.
Going back to the rollerblading too, how did you? Because I rollerbladed for a hot minute when I first moved out to Las Vegas. Yeah, I'm going inline on my rollerblades.
Yeah, check me out.
Woo! And I think there was a brake pad on the front or something. Weren't you supposed to lift your one leg up and drag your foot?
It was on the back.
The back.
And it didn't work for me either. I don't know why. It just, if anything, I would start like falling.
A pole to try to stop, or yeah, like the grass method. But the only problem with the grass method, I remember a couple times going fast, hitting that grass and then turning my blading into kind of running to come to a stop.
Yes.
And it's not easy to run on grass with rollerblades.
That, gosh, rollerblading was so dumb. Do people still do it? I think that was the dumbest thing. It was so hard to keep your balance on those things. And it was near impossible to stop. And then there was that, always that guy that was like, woo.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They almost danced while he rollerbladed. So annoying. Really quick. Amber, good morning. What's up?
So I can't wink and I can't whistle.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's something sometimes we take for granted. You know how I learned how to whistle? I couldn't do it for the longest time. Instead of blowing out when you whistle, try blowing in, like sucking the air in. And that's how I started to get the hang of it.
Yeah, that's how my sister does it, too. And then my sister always makes fun of me because I can't wink. Every time I do it, I just end up blinking.
Cover one eye and just blink. And that way people, I'm winking at you. That's so cute. We're actually getting a bunch of people that are texting us right now saying they don't know how to whistle either. So, but I can't do the thing with the fingers.
Oh, my grandfather could do that?
That is so cool.
And it was so loud.
Best Man. Trick ever.
Seriously, that's why they are the greatest generation. Hot three's coming up. What do you have?
All right, the average person says that they would leave their job, a job that they love, for this amount of money. What is it? Also, an interesting little trick to see if you're right brain or left brain. We'll test it out on you. And one of your favorite fast food restaurants is opening a luxury hotel. We're going to talk all about that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Oh, there it is, the Kentucky Derby Challenge.
Someone just showed me that, but the one that I saw before was, oh, here we go.
This is a human trotting like a horse.
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Look at that one, that second person doing it.
So whoever just sent me this on Twitter, thank you.
Now, move, do a canter now. Come on.
I don't even know what that means.
That's
but
moving, running fast for horses.
Yeah, this is, I'm retweeting this so people can see.
Look at the dog running around her.
We got to work on our moves on this Kentucky Derby.
That's all I'm going to do at the horse show this weekend. Look out, a human wants to try to trot. You judges, tell me how I'm doing. This is so funny. I got a text message the other day from a friend, and they just screenshotted our podcast. They subscribed to our podcast, Mercedes in the Morning Podcast. And when it's uploaded, if you subscribe to it, you get a notification saying podcast has been uploaded. And she received the notification and just screenshot it and sent it to me and saying, this has got to be you. Because the way Jocelyn labels our podcast, they are so funny. It's just like the show Friends. And on Tuesday's podcast, it was labeled the panties one.
The panties one?
So she sent me the screenshot saying, this has got to be you, the panties one. And I'm looking at it. This was Tuesday, and they sent it to me Tuesday afternoon. And on Tuesday afternoon, I'm saying, the panties one? What were we doing on the show talking about panties that led Jocelyn to title the podcast the panties one?
Now, if you're not familiar with Friends, they would always name their episodes based on something in the show, like the one with the cinnamon roll, the one with
the leather pants, yeah. The white teeth.
So that's what we do that based off of whatever we talk about on the show. So the panties one on Tuesday, I'm trying to think. Tuesday. I remember talking about underwear this week. Oh, was it the dong sarong?
It was not the dong sarong.
We were talking about this. That's a product. I did not make that up. It's a product.
All right, we've done this game before. Let's do this now.
Oh, no, not the podcast game.
The podcast game. So start with you, Mercedes. The panties one. Why was Tuesday's episode labeled the panties one?
Tuesday's episode is labeled the panties one because I know it's not the dong song. Did we talk about how when people spent the night at my house, my mom told them yes. to take off their panties? I forgot. Yes. My mom, whenever I would have the one time I had a sleepover, she told me and my friends to take off our panties before we went to bed because, you know, you're supposed to let things breathe. And it weirded my friends out, and they never spent the night again.
I was the same way. It took me like 5 minutes to figure it out. I wrote back to my friend saying, nope, not me. Actually, Mrs. Martinez on that one. All right, let's go to May 8th. Why did Jocelyn label it the goose egg one?
The goose egg one.
And Jocelyn, I'm going to bring you in here because I don't know why you would have called the show the goose egg. The goose egg one on May 8th.
Do you don't remember that one? A big old goose egg. We got zero on something. Gosh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Answer is, JC, we saw a lovely picture from your mom of when you were a baby, and she said you had a big old goose egg on your head, and your dad asked if it was going to go away.
That is a big bump on your head.
Hey, it was a huge bump.
Never have seen anything like that.
It was gigantic. It was those forceps. They had to pry me out of my mother's womb. Let's go to, on just May 10th, the God Bless Your Mama one.
Oh, that was last week. This day last week when we sent Jocelyn out for Where in the World is Jocelyn Luna?
That's right.
And she was telling nice Yo Mama jokes to people.
Okay, on April 25th, the Creep one.
The what one?
Creep.
Creep.
April 25th. Show number 951. The Creep one.
Do you remember that one?
Someone was creeping up on someone. You been a creep? Were you following someone? Was I following someone?
Was it about hugging people?
I think it's about... So we were talking about misreading signals and someone kind of like making a move after reading a signal incorrectly. I forget who it was, but someone did something, and they were, like, giving someone the wrong idea by accident.
This is a creeper, then?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm wondering what the specifics were on that. We can't even remember what happened on this show.
Okay.
April 25th.
April 23rd, the day after your birthday, the elbow one.
The elbow one. Oh, did someone get elbowed on the show?
Honestly, I don't even remember why I named it the elbow one. What's the elbow one?
Jocelyn.
Sometimes it's funny because it's something that we mentioned one time in like the hot three that just was so funny. And I don't remember what the punchline was.
The elbow one.
If anyone knows, feel free to call
it. We're talking about unsexy body parts and someone said the skin on the back of your elbow.
Oh man, the elbow. That is some nasty skin.
Yeah, it really is.
It's gross. Is yours dark?
No.
Mine kind of gets dark sometimes. It just depends. Like, if I spray tan, then that elbow
that
turns
extra
orange.
Skin, right?
Uh-huh. So gross.
It's Rob Thomas. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning coming up in right after the end of the dirt here. Your chance to win $1,000 with our 12K payday.
It's time for some daily dirt.
I love it.
I love it.
Love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
The CW revealed its schedule for the upcoming TV season, and it features three new shows, all of which are dramas and focus on female characters, and I think all three look really cool. First, there's Batwoman, starring Ruby Rose. And the character will become TV's first live-action lesbian superhero.
She looks really good. I saw some of the pictures of her.
There's a Riverdale spinoff, Katie Keene, which focuses on four 20-somethings pursuing fame in New York City.
Okay.
And then there's Nancy Drew, which is set in the summer after Nancy's high school graduation.
Wow. I'm liking that. I like to see these women in the lead position. That's cool.
Nancy Drew, she was solving crime, didn't she?
I believe so, yes. Those were books I did not read. There was another one with two brothers, wasn't there?
With the Hardy Boys. Wasn't
yes,
the Hardy Boys?
That's right.
Hardy
that's
Brothers?
Right. Didn't read those either.
Those were old, weren't they? Weren't the Hardy Boys like in the 50s, cracking crime or something
so.
Like that?
But I think they're those things that, those type that go on for generations, because I know my kid was reading a Nancy Drew book last year at some point. She really liked the mysteries and stuff, yeah.
The Toronto Raptors are facing the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA playoffs, and the Bucks lead the series 1-0. Game 2 is tonight. But this is interesting. There's a radio station in Milwaukee, 103.7 KISS FM, and they have temporarily banned Drake music since Drake is from Toronto and is a huge Raptors fan.
Well, he's a fan of whosever jersey he's wearing. And then he jinxes them.
He wore six. He loves Toronto so much that at that Game 7 of the Sixers game versus Toronto, he wore a Sixers jersey just to jinx the Sixers, and the jinx worked.
It worked. That's hilarious.
This is funny, though. So the Toronto station, in return, has banned Steve Miller's music since he is from the Milwaukee area.
Oh, wow.
And they said,
you banned it, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you play it that often in the first place? What a big one.
We're
huh?
banning Steve Miller this morning as well.
Yeah, and just for everyone that was curious, as of today, we are going to ban music from Sheila E.
Hey, the Friday Rewind is coming up.
Actually, I take that back because I like her. She seems like, is she alive? Yeah, she's
oh,
alive.
Yeah, Sheila E. Oh, man, come on now.
I know.
Sheila E.'s like, what? That's Mercedes. What are you talking about? It'd be kind of funny, though, if let's say if a radio station was going to ban Vegas artists, it'd be what? The Killers and Imagine Dragons?
Panic at the Disco.
Panic, right? Yeah.
No way that's going to happen.
No. This is, speaking of basketball, this is huge. The Aces, their first preseason game is on Sunday. The regular season starts a week from Sunday, and they just picked up two-time All-Star and 2018 League MVP runner-up Liz Cambage from the Dallas Wings. And because of that, they're now sports books are saying that the Aces are favorites to win the whole thing,
yeah,
win the title.
We're going to win it all. This is so awesome. I'm so excited about this.
That's huge news. And so, yeah, the preseason action on Sunday, and yeah, Westgate has them like favorites to win it all. This is big for us.
Put your money down now.
Amen. Big Bang Theory aired its final episode last night. There were some touching moments and big news. I don't want to give any spoilers out, but I maybe watched 5 minutes of that show during its 12-year run, and I watched the last 30 minutes last night, and it felt like it was something special.
It was a nice close. I thought it was a nice closing, and I wasn't diehard where I watched every episode, but if it was on, I would definitely watch it. I knew the characters. I knew their whole thing, and I thought it was super sweet.
One Republic just dropped a new song called Rescue Me. I'll give you some of that, some brand new One Republic. Here it is. Would you rescue me? Would you give my back? Would you take my car when it starts to crack? Would you rescue me? They will be on Ellen today performing this song.
They're going to be doing the Today Show concert series, which they just announced this morning. All the artists that are doing that. And I remember distinctly when Republic was one of the artists.
That's great. You know, there's so much buzz on this Elton John movie that's coming out. So it's Elton John and Bernie Taupin. They wrote a new song for the Elton John movie, Rocket Man. It's a duet between Elton and Taron Egerton, who plays Elton John in the movie.
Right.
And the actor, they're singing together, and they play the song at the end of the movie, at the end of the credits. They just released it. When they premiered this movie in Cannes, there was a huge standing ovation when it was all said and done. So let me give you some of that, in essence, it's brand new Elton John music. Here it is. Where is it? Here we go. It's called I'm Gonna Love Me Again. So Rami Malek did not sing the Queen music in the Queen movie.
No, he did not.
Taron Egerton does sing the Elton John.
That's some talent right there.
So let's just do a comparison. So here's Elton John's version of Rocket Man.
Okay.
And I think this is Taron's version.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell it's not him, but he sounds
yeah.
a lot like him.
This made a good movie. Panic at the Disco. Do you have weekend plans? Well, you do now. Tonight, you'll be at T-Mobile Arena with Florence and the Machine. You got your tickets coming up here at 7:40.
Have you ever had a situation where you look back now on and you say, the crazy got me, that the crazy took over me? I was talking to some lady getting her hair done yesterday while I was getting my nails done. I was talking to my nail lady about that show that I'm watching now called, what is it called again?
Dead to Me.
Dead to Me with Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini. And it's a good show on Netflix if you haven't seen it. I'm not done with it yet, so
I won't say anything.
Yeah, don't spoil anything for me, but it's really good. There's one point, though, where they talk about a situation where someone takes a golf club to a guy's car. Just so mad. And that's not a spoiler in any way. Just someone takes a golf club to someone's car. And so I was talking about the show while I was getting my nails done to my nail lady, and then the lady getting her hair done overheard. She goes, "Oh, I'm watching that show. I love it." And I was like, "Yeah, it's really good." And she said, "Yeah, the golf club situation, that's me." And I kind of looked at her. She goes, "Well, I found out that my boyfriend was cheating on me. I took a golf club to his car and just whacked it. Don't judge me, but the crazy came out in me." She's like, "I'm not proud of it." And I thought about that. And I'm like, have we all had a situation in our lives where the crazy came out in you? Just for a minute, it went back. You're not a crazy person, but for one moment you lost control and the crazy came out in you. What happened? You're willing to admit it now. 702-364-9400. Have you ever had a situation where the crazy came out in you? You seem pretty stable. You do weird things, but you don't do crazy things.
Yeah, definitely a lot of weird things. I've witnessed the crazy. Witnessed it before.
But you yourself have never had the crazy come out in you? Come on, be honest.
I'm really racking my brain of when have I taken a golf club or something or smashed something out of anger. What about you?
I think I have mentioned it before, but I may have broken into my ex-boyfriend's house with a Blockbuster card. I jimmied the lock with it. It was easy.
And that's a skill right there. I mean, you should be proud of yourself, actually.
But the crazy came out in me. He broke up with me, and I thought, he doesn't want this. I'll be waiting for him in his home when he comes home from work. So I went to his house, popped that lock, sat on his bed waiting for him. He came home. He's like, "What are you doing? You broke into my house." I'm like, "I just thought we needed to talk." He's like, "Leave." I'm like, "I just thought we needed to talk." And I was like, "Okay." And so I left.
But couldn't you, though, take anything? What if that would have went a different way? What if that would have went another way where he's like, "Oh, my God, you're here.
Thank you.
I didn't think you felt the same way. And you guys got back together and things lasted for a little bit longer." You wouldn't be telling that story today. That's the thing, though. The stuff that works out, if you look at it, could be considered the crazy. My wife, in order to hang out with me when she was just my intern, she faked her car breaking down. And I went to go, like, look at her car and stuff. We hung out, and look at us, we're still together. But imagine if that didn't work out. She'd be telling the story of, "Oh, my gosh, I pretended my car was broken down to have him come." You could take any positive and spin it to be the crazy.
If it turns out well, it's romantic. If it turns out poorly, it's crazy.
It's the crazy, uh-huh.
Okay, so when did the crazy come out? Meaning it didn't end well. 702-364-9400. I swear if he would have been like, "Oh, I love you," we would, you know, it would have been, she was so romantic. She knew how I felt.
Yes, oh, but she was waiting for me.
So it wasn't crazy. It wasn't crazy. Let's talk to Carla. Carla, good morning.
Good morning.
When did the crazy come out in you?
I was young and I got married, and right now it's funny, but at the time it wasn't. So my ex-husband, who was my husband at the time, decided to just leave me, go to Venezuela, get married. I found out. I deported him, and I reported him to every embassy that there is in the world. I sent it. Our marriage certificate to Colombia, Venezuela, Mexico, Europe, and I made sure he was deported for about 10 years.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
But we can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
Wow.
You found out your ex, your husband goes and gets married somewhere in another country. You're angry.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not saying you should take it that far, but still. What's the quote about a woman scorned? Just don't mess with them.
Yeah, stay away.
Jocelyn, I know you have a moment the crazy came out.
I guess this is as crazy as I get. I think I'm a pretty docile person, but I got into it with a coworker, actually. And I think I just bottled everything inside for a really long time. And I finally exploded, and I was, like, yelling in this hallway right here, so much so that the HR director heard, and our boss came running down the hallway.
When was this?
Really? Where were we?
I think it was, like, last year. You guys were around.
We were?
And
you
HR
were yelling
came
it?
Running out?
No, they didn't come running out, but they kind of, like, peeked their head around the corner. Everything was fine, thank God.
Who was it with? Put it on the screen. I don't remember this.
You witnessed once a coworker wanted to beat me up. Remember that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, that was news to me, Jocelyn.
You guys were there.
Oh, okay.
Jocelyn exploding at someone is like, hey, don't do that, okay?
Guys, I got really crazy.
I'm really mad right now. Stop it.
Speaking of the lunatic.
Tell me where in the world is
Jocelyn Luna.
Steal their soul.
Yep, we're playing Where in the World is Jocelyn Luna. Next hour, we're sending her out to celebrate something that is happening right now and to spread a little cheer and happiness. Wait until you hear where she's going to be. Maybe you'll be there too. Maybe you'll get to witness it firsthand. It's going to be interesting.
Hey, we got the Hot 3 coming up. What do you have?
All right. How far are we away from financial disaster? This is a really sad stat. We'll talk about that. Also, the series finale, Game of Thrones, this weekend. How many of you will call out sick, and how many of you are going to need some sort of therapy? It's available. And a waitress goes to deliver a bottle of wine. She grabbed the wrong bottle, and it turned out to be a pricey mistake. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
The latest news updates happen now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Yes, 1995 for an oil change.
Half of Americans are just one paycheck away from financial disaster. Researchers have found that 51% of working adults would need to access savings to cover necessities if they missed more than one paycheck, and about two-thirds of households earning less than $30,000 annually would be unable to cover basic living expenses after missing more than one paycheck. I mean, I don't like that. That sucks.
But sad and scary.
It's so true. I remember, gosh, I remember I didn't get paid once when I was... This was before I worked at the radio station. I didn't get paid once for something. Like there was a screw up with the paychecks or something. And I was literally like begging family members, like, please, can I borrow money? And I had to borrow money from my aunt because my dad wouldn't loan it to me. It was so weird. My aunt, she gave me a loan. I think she loaned me like $1,000. And then I paid it back to her in monthly installments of $100. And like 1 month, I couldn't pay her back the $100. And she charged me 50% interest. She's like, that's fine. I just added $50 to your... I'm like, oh,
man,
worst bank of aunt ever.
Bank of aunt.
Highest interest rate ever.
I remember it was a tell, too, because I was in D.C. And we had almost the same issue where we had... If you had direct deposit, there was an issue with the depositing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I remember being where we had a staff meeting. We're in there. It's a Friday after the radio show in D.C., and the boss says, oh, by the way, if you have direct deposit, we just got word from HR that there was an issue. You'll all be getting your direct deposits like on Tuesday or Wednesday the following week. And he said that. I'm like, I audibly went like, oh, my gosh. And I looked around the room and other people were like, okay, cool. I'm like, you're okay calling that. Wow. I am in a panic right now. You just, okay, cool. So, okay. And now I kind of get a feel of where we are financially, of who's getting making what. I'm like, okay. He said that. I'm like, oh.
Especially like when you have bills that automatically come out of your account.
I was in a wreck.
Wait, I got to pay for this. How am I going to do that?
People
can't wait till Tuesday.
Like, cool. I'm like, how can you say cool? Wow. Good for you.
Goals.
Yeah. I want to be you.
So Game of Thrones fans are going to have the option to get counseling following Sunday night's series finales. Counselors on the site bark.com will be available on Monday to talk with fans about how to deal with the end of the show. All of the counselors will be familiar with the show. Fans can book a 30-minute or a 60-minute session for $25 to $50, depending on the length. It's an estimated that 10.7 million workers in the U.S. are expected to skip work Monday following the series finale.
That's like this morning after the Super Bowl effect.
I know. Can you believe
They're saying at least 10 million people will be watching the show on Sunday night.
Oh, they're saying it's going to be like 27 million people watching it. That it's going to go down in history as one of the most watched television episodes of all time.
Will it beat that MASH? Isn't that one? Isn't this the series finale of MASH? Like, didn't like 100 billion people watch that?
That's kind of, I think it's big. I didn't, I was a kid. I don't know.
I don't think we were born.
Yeah. So the thing is, though, with that, that's actually a testament to that, because now we have so many other methods to watch shows now and at different times. You had to be watching it on that night on a television set. So that's a pretty cool record to have.
Yeah, there was no VCR, DVRing and stuff. Get home by 8. Hey, was MASH on CBS? I don't even know what network is on, but yeah. MASH is coming on!
Yeah. Wait, what? Is that true?
No, Jocelyn!
I just pulled it up. It says MASH 1983. In 1983, 105.9 million viewers watched the Alan Alda directed Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen episode of MASH.
Whoa!
Most watched series finale ever.
Think about that. That means probably almost, like, I'd say 8 out of 10 Americans were watching that.
Is that TVs? If you think about it, in my house, let's say in the 80s or whatever, you had one TV, but there was probably 6 people watching it.
And it was a piece of furniture, too.
It was like, it's not only drawers. A television, you can put pictures on top of it.
That's pretty huge. And then 2010, she says, when the Super Bowl topped it with 106 million viewers. Wow. But again, that's 2010. You could watch things from devices, from tablets, from your phone. It's crazy. All right. Finally, this morning, would your boss be this nice if you did something like this? There's a really good steakhouse in Manchester, England called Hawksmoor. That's not cheap. A filet costs about $50, and that's a la carte, no sides. And a group of customers ordered a nice bottle of wine the other day that cost $330. Yeah, just the wine was $330, so it was pretty pricey. But they ended up getting an even nicer bottle, because their waitress accidentally opened one that cost almost $6,000. The price was 4,500 pounds, which is just under $5,800, and no one realized it until it was gone. Her table asked for a second bottle because they liked it so much, and that's when she realized what she did and freaked out. She was worried she might get fired or be on the hook for all that money, but here's the great part. Her boss was totally cool with it. The owner of the restaurant got on Twitter and congratulated the customers on the nice bottle they scored, adding, quote, to the member of the staff who accidentally gave it away, chin up. One-off mistakes happen, and we love you anyway. He did say he'd be a little angrier if she had done it twice, though.
But it just goes to show you, so $300, that's a very pricey bottle of wine, but they couldn't tell the difference. It was a $6,000 bottle of wine?
Yes.
You would think if between $300 and $6,000, it's going to be life-changing tasting that wine. They're like, this is really good. Look at that.
I think that's why they wanted a second bottle, because they realized, like, that was a good deal. Like, this tastes way too good for $380. I'm a sucker for you.
I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, Sucker. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning. They will be on the season finale of The Voice performing that song live.
And also a part of the Today Show summer concert series. Jonas Brothers.
And the BTS kids were just on Good Morning America.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's a lot of guys in BTS. There's like 10 members of BTS. There really are.
What an observation. There's a lot of guys in BTS.
There really are. Here they are. Listen to what's Colbert. Anywho,
just so you know, there's 7.
That's members. A lot of members of BTS. 7 members in a band? Come on. That's like Chicago.
How many members are in Chicago?
Oh, there's like 30. In Chicago? The band Chicago? There's a lot of members of Chicago.
What band has the most members?
How many new kids are there?
5.
5's really pushing it.
Really?
There's 7 members of BTS. You know there's one guy who, like, no one knows anything about. He's just kind of there. You can put me in there and be like, hey, I'm in BTS.
No, I don't believe that. I think they're all, like, they all have their thing. Kind of like the Spice Girls. There were 5 of them, and they all kind of had their thing. Like, one I know is, like, the sweet, sensitive one. One is, like, the best dancer. I see people talking about all...
For BTS?
Yeah.
What's the 7th one?
I don't know. Because I don't really know them. I'm just telling you what.
Seven dwarfs, too many.
No. Can you tell me all seven dwarfs' names?
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Dumpy.
Nope.
Lumpy.
Nope.
Grumpy.
Yes.
Sneezy.
Yes.
Frankie.
Nope. Sleepy, dopey, happy, drunky.
Drunky.
Sleepy, dopey, happy, dopey, sneezy, bashful doc. Seven.
Is there a doctor in that mix?
Doc. He's the old guy.
Oh, is he? Okay.
We were talking about sayings. And why, like, sayings are, if you take sayings literally, there's got to be a reason why a saying becomes a saying, is what we're saying. And the saying, getting caught with your pants down.
Mm.
I heard someone say that saying yesterday, but she was using it in a way that had nothing to do with, like,
That's where it comes from, right?
Does it?
Well,
it
I don't
come
know.
From that? She said, oh, yeah. And then I was totally caught with my pants down, meaning she was caught off guard. But, you know, she wasn't doing anything shady like that. She was just caught off guard. And I thought about it, like, if it came from getting caught with your pants down, has anyone actually been caught with their pants down somewhere? Have you ever been somewhere and your pants were down and someone caught you? Ever? Or have you ever had your hand in the cookie jar and you were caught with your hand in there? Someone walked in and was like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I was just getting a cookie.
You're not supposed to have a cookie right now. Oh, you're going to ruin your appetite.
Has anyone ever had a literal saying happen to them? 702-364-9400. Have you ever lied and then your pants literally caught on fire? Has that ever happened to anyone? I just don't think that happens very often.
We were at a radio convention, and remember we met the one DJ whose father had a heart attack and his mother broke her back?
Yes.
And he's like, I swear to God, guys, I must have stepped on a crack because within a week, my father had a heart attack and my mother broke her back. And I'm like, dude.
Literal sayings and who had it happen to them. Have you ever been somewhere where you got caught with your pants down?
I was in a dressing room, Macy's Men. I think it was in the process of pulling them. They weren't down, though. No. Around my ankles? Uh-uh. I walked in on someone using the restroom, taking care of business, and his pants were all the way down.
He got caught with his pants down.
Technically, he was caught with his pants down.
Yeah.
He was sitting down.
That's one.
But his pants were down. I caught him with his pants down. And oddly enough, his hand was in a cookie jar, too.
I've been caught. Have you ever been just completely naked instead of, like, in front of a stranger? I realize, like, I would never be naked in front of you. Like, that would be so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I'll go and get a spray tan from someone I've literally had one conversation with in my life and stand in front of her completely naked and let her spray me. No issues. It's odd.
It is weird how it works
that
way, right?
So odd. Okay. When did a literal saying happen to you? 702-364-9400. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
So my brother literally had the stuff hit the fan. He was getting married in China. He was on a train, and he went to the bathroom, and he went to push the flush button. And as he was leaning over the toilet, the train hit this bump, and the pressure inverted, and it blew up everything that was in the toilet. Straight up to the ceiling
fan.
Where the
oh my god!
it left this impression of him pushing the button on the ceiling where the fan was.
You can see the cutout, like where he's at. Oh my gosh!
Disgusting,
literally
gross, but hysterical. Yeah,
hit the fan. Okay, that's a good one. Let's check the text here. Those BTS groupies are crazy. Someone says. They're just passionate. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think we've all been like that about a band at some point in our lives.
Karen, you haven't been caught with your pants down, but you got caught with something else down? Oh, we lost her.
Oh, we lost
her
Karen.
Bikini bottoms down. I'm guessing you went on a water slide.
Yeah, the many times come out of the ocean or something, pants come sliding off.
Okay, let's talk to Caitlin. Another blank call. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
What happened?
I literally scared the blank out of my dog. I was hiding from her, and she was looking for me, and I popped out, and yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Scared the blank out of my dog. That's so sad. Really quick, Angie, what literal saying did you live?
My mom gave my son a little toy rocking horse for his birthday, and its mouth would move when it would neigh, so he was looking at it in his mouth, and I said, hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay, that's adorable. It'd be even better if he hated the gift.
Yes.
Like, this gift sucks. And he says it right in the horse's mouth.
We have so much coming up this hour. Where do we start? Okay, let's talk about what's coming up here. In 10 minutes, we're going to spin the Oh Wow Wheel. It's Friday morning. The theme is EDC, songs or artists that start with the letter E, D, or C, based on EDC in town this weekend. We've got your tickets to Summer Jam Girl Power. We'll do that when we play Heads Up this hour. And we're very excited about the return of this. Let me load it up here. This girl right here.
Tell me where in the world.
Jocelyn Luna.
Yes. We're sending Jocelyn out again today. Where is she going and what is she doing? She's going to deliver some happiness somewhere or celebrate something that's going on. That's what we do.
Last week was awesome. She was out giving, doing, in honor of Mother's Day, she was doing positive Yo Mama jokes.
Yo Mama is so healthy. Her BMI is probably exactly within the ideal range for a woman her age.
I mean, people smiled. Some people ignored her. But I'll tell you this. She's leaving here in a few minutes wearing a cap and gown. So that's all we're going to let you know about what her little adventures entail this
hour. This is going to be good. It's all coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is Ellie Goulding, who will be part of our Summer Jam over at the Cosmopolitan on May 30th with Ava Max, Allie Brooke, Madison Beer, Fletcher. Your tickets for Summer Jam are coming up in just about 5 minutes. In about 4 minutes, it's your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K payday.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
Okay. It is EDC weekend. We are spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. The artist or song title has to start with an E, a D, or a C in honor of EDC weekend. That's what we're going with this weekend. And looky here, it landed on Jocelyn.
Oh, Jocelyn. She's in the car going somewhere. If it were in the world, it's Jocelyn Luna.
Well, here's the deal. So if Jocelyn gets a veto, it moves to you. This is the same predicament I believe we were in last week.
I think so.
So I have the only veto in play right now.
All right.
It's easier to veto someone when they're not here and you don't have to look at their
set. She's not here to set up her song either, though.
We could call her. I mean,
well,
or see. She
should be
in.
Calling. We have a 12-second delay. She's probably hearing us right now.
Yeah, Jocelyn,
she's listening.
Call in. A song or artist that starts with the letters E, D, or C is what we are talking. I'm really bummed. I should have lied. I should have said it landed on someone else. It could have just gone.
That's how honest we are. We'd never lie about this wheel.
I hate lying about stuff. You know, it just doesn't happen. So, anyway.
Should we just start our song then?
Yeah, let's just start our song. She's going to literally call. Me, myself, and I. De La Soul.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
It's already playing, so I'm letting it play.
There you go. It's a Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. It's Mix 94.1. It's a Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. The theme EDC. Artist song starts with the letter E, D, or C. Landed on Jocelyn. No veto.
She went with De La Soul for her pick. Me, myself, and I. Okay, what letter did you pick? I want to know first.
I went with C.
C? Oh, that's perfect because I went with E.
Ooh.
Jocelyn went with D. You went with C. I went with E. Okay, awesome. So what did you get?
I went with C, C, R.
Officially been the oldest song ever played on the Oh Wow Wheel.
What a song. Fortunate Son.
We truly would have said, oh, wow.
Sing it, Mercedes.
I don't know the words.
Yes, you do. Come on.
I know the song.
If we landed on you.
You know what's funny? We're going from way back to more recent. Uh-huh. I would have picked my girl, Billie Eilish. Bad guy. Oh, wow. Being that.
Is this oh, wow,
yes,
though?
It's oh, wow, because we don't play it.
Oh, so someone hears it. They go, oh, wow. They don't play this on Mix.
Mix 94.1 play this. I literally sat down in our boss's office and tried to tout the reasons why we should be playing it. And he's like, it's in the system. We'll play it. It's just not ready for morning drive, which I disagree.
Yeah, exactly. It's on right now, boss. Let's do this right now.
All right.
It's Mix 94.1's 12K Payday. Here's this hour's keyword.
This hour's keyword is wheel, like the oh wow wheel that we just gave a spin to. Wheel, W-H-E-E-L. Text the word wheel to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance at $1,000.
That's the word wheel. Do it. Text it. 72881. You could win $1,000. What to start your weekend with an extra $1,000 in your pocket. Message and data rates may apply for rules.
Do you put the money in your pocket?
Absolutely. I can't put $1,000 in my wallet.
Here's $1,000 in my pocket.
It's in my pocket right here.
Yeah, text that number.
Text that number. So much going on. The winning continues right now. Back to back. Here we go, baby. Tickets to Summer Jam Girl Power over at the Chelsea inside the Cosmopolitan with Ellie Goulding, Ava Max, Allie Brooke, Madison Beer, Fletcher. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing heads up.
Okay, one category today. The last one we have is Pass the Apps. But you get to pick your partner, and if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Katrina.
Hi.
Hey, you're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
All right. Yes. Woo.
Okay. We want to get you these tickets to Summer Jam. We have your category. It's Pass the Apps. Which, it's just popular appetizers, okay?
Okay.
Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll go with JC.
It's funny. I got picked for the salads category. You get picked for the appetizers.
All right, Katrina. Very simple. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you're going to go see, join us at our Summer Jam huge Girl Power concert coming up at the end of the month. You all set?
Yes, awesome.
We start now. This is very popular at Mexican restaurants. It's the first thing you're served.
Chips and salsa, guacamole.
No, you're correct. Yeah, chips and salsa is correct. There is a popular establishment, Buffalo Wild
Wings.
Yes.
Wild Wings.
Yes. This is at an Italian restaurant. It's cheese that's breaded.
Oh, mozzarella sticks.
Yes, that is right. It's octopus that's fried.
Calamari.
Yes. I'll pass on this one. This one, it's also breaded, and it might give you bad breath. The round.
Garlic?
No, the round.
Onion rings.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, these, the Idaho makes them. You cut them in half. You might bake them, and you put all kinds of toppings on them.
Potatoes.
Yes, but the outside is what?
Potato skin.
Yes.
Yes! Oh, yeah, that is it. Woo! Idaho makes them.
Yeah, Idaho makes the best potatoes, right?
We're in Idaho. Let's make the potatoes, guys.
Man, Katrina, you are good because those clues were a little loosey-goosey.
No, you guys did great.
That was hard, but you did good.
You're all set. This is great. Tickets to Summer Jam Girl Power. It's happening at the Chelsea over at the Cosmopolitan with Ellie Goulding, Ava Max, Allie Brooke, Madison Beer, Fletcher, and now Katrina, you'll be there as well.
Awesome. Great.
Thank you so much for listening. Katrina, hang on the line. We'll get your information. And we still have more winning on the way this morning. Florence and the Machine tickets next hour. This hour, a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. And also coming up in a few minutes, we're going to check in with Jocelyn as we play Where in the World is Jocelyn Luna?
Destiny's Child, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. My gosh, we have so much coming your way, including 910, Terrible's Secret Sound. The jackpot is at $219. So that means clue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We got time. Yeah. We have time to get
no,
our...
I have one. I'll run it by you. I don't know. The first clue is always going to be super vague.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes,
so.
yes. We also have the Friday Rewind. We'll kick that off at 9 a.m. Best songs from the late 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And coming up just before 9 o'clock...
Jocelyn Luna. Steal their
soul and soft. Jocelyn is out. We're sending her out to bring happiness and celebrate whatever great thing is going on. Maybe it's a national holiday. Last week it was Mother's Day. She went out and
hold on a second. The world
is Jocelyn Luna. She went out and recited sweet Mother's Day Yo Mama jokes to people. They were really kind. And today we have her celebrating UNLV's graduation, which is happening tomorrow. So we'll tell you exactly where she is and what she's doing in a couple of minutes.
Before we hit the hot three open, let's go back to one of those kind Yo Mama jokes that she did last week.
Yo Mama is like a table in a packed coffee shop. Do you mind if we share Yo Mama?
The guy said no.
Here we go.
The news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Yes, 1995 for an oil change.
All right, a new study suggests that slower walking people have slower lifespans. Walking's always been a popular exercise to stay fit, but the speed a person walks may help them live longer. This is according to this study that came out that shows that people with body weight ranges that span from underweight to obese have longer life expectancy if they walk more briskly compared to those in the same weight category who don't. They say that their findings could help clarify the relative importance of physical fitness compared to body weight on life expectancy for individuals.
I walk fast.
You do walk fast, so that means you're going to live a long time.
Oh.
You're very cool. I will die.
We walk at different speeds. You're not a slow walker.
Yesterday when we were walking down to our boss's office, I was ahead of you and I could feel you like right on me. So I purposely tried to speed it up and walk a little faster and it gave us a little distance. But I like to enjoy my surroundings.
That's because nothing wrong with that.
So, but my husband's the same way. He walks and he's so far and I'm looking around.
I always walk behind you if you notice that, because if I walked in front of you, I'd be at the boss's office within... much faster.
I'd rather you walk in front of me because when...
Do you feel me behind? Because
yes.
I'm changing my cadence, my steps. I'm slowing
down.
Just
go ahead of me. I'll get there.
Okay.
Don't worry.
So next time we're walking down the hallway, I'm just going to go.
Just go.
Okay.
And leave a trail of dust
behind.
And
I'll time it to see the time difference.
It may make me walk faster, seeing you walk faster. But I just like to look at the pictures on the wall and just...
My mother-in-law is the slowest walker in the entire...
Really?
Like a sloth. And I made a comment to my wife, like, man, your mom is like a sloth. She walks so slow. Because she was coming to town. I was going to take her out and about.
Yeah.
And I didn't know my wife had said something. Because I remember we got to the Bellagio. And we're going to see some of the artwork. And her mom was like running so fast. And I'm like, oh, my wife must have said something.
Oh,
and she told
no.
her.
Did she say something to you?
Well, it was so obvious. Her mom was always, it was like shuffling. I'm like, ah, my wife said something. I felt so bad.
It would have been worse if she would have said, I heard you called me a sloth, therefore I'm walking faster.
Is this sloth like for you now, son-in-law?
Also this morning, could the dining room table go extinct in our lifetimes? According to a new survey, 3/4 of us grew up eating dinner basically every night at the dining room table. But now that's down to 48%. Yes, the majority of people don't eat dinner at the dining room table. So where are we eating? Well, 30% of people say the couch. 12% of people ate on the couch growing up. 17% of people say they eat in a bedroom. Only 6% of people did that growing up. The survey also found 20% of people cook every single day and 50% cook at least 4 times a week.
You have a beautiful family. Do you guys sit down at the dinner table every night and have dinner?
We sit at the kitchen table. We don't sit at the dining room table.
But you sit at a table, though?
Oh, yeah. We all sit. We have our spots. We all sit at the table. But I think about our dining room. I can count on my hand 5 times that we've eaten in there. That's it.
Really?
I mean, it's only for major holidays that we will go in that room. It's such a waste. Do you eat at the table?
We have a big dining. It's kind of weird. Like our living room, I guess you can call it living room. Dining room is like one area. There's
like
nothing.
A great room.
Yeah, there's nothing really separating the two. But we do have a big dining room table. And my wife and I, we do eat there a lot, actually. If we're cooking dinner on a Sunday night, if we're not sitting at like the bar stools in the kitchen, We'll sit in the dining room and have dinner together.
The dining room. Do you have a kitchen table?
We do. We never use that.
You never sit at the kitchen table?
Never.
Interesting.
That's where I do all my work, is at the kitchen table.
Oh, really?
My wife has the office for, because she works from home. So that's like her setup. So when I do all my show work, I'm sitting at the kitchen table.
So you use it as an office more than an actual place to eat. Well, at least you're getting use out of your dining room and your kitchen
table.
True,
I got both.
Yeah. Finally this morning, this is so cool. A supersonic plane is expected to connect New York City and London. That flight, okay, from here to London, there's a direct British Airways flight that I flew once. It was 10 hours flat. So I'm guessing from New York, it's about 7 hours. This supersonic plane will get you there in 90 minutes.
Whoa.
90 minutes. Aerospace firm Hermes is working on developing supersonic commercial planes that will fly more than five times the speed of sound within 10 years. They say their planes could travel at speeds of more than 3,000 miles per hour with a range of 4,600 miles. Sign me up. That's the worst part of flying, is just sitting there and sitting there. Although, you know how I told you my sister travels all the over the place?
Yeah.
They always go and they get like the fancy seats and stuff. I found out that sometimes they just like to fly so much in the fancy parts that they will just fly somewhere to stay there for like 4 or 5 hours and then get on the plane and come back. My mom told me like, oh yeah, they went to Tokyo because they wanted to sit in the first class and experience that. And then they came home that day. After flying to Tokyo, like they didn't.
How
even
long a flight is it from here to Tokyo?
I don't even know. But isn't that crazy?
They even leave the airport. They just go to the airport, kind of have dinner there, and fly back.
I don't know, but I think that's so crazy that their favorite part of traveling is just being on the airplane and then getting off. You could go to a really fancy restaurant and maybe ask to recline in a seat there and pay less. But
my buddy's dad was a pilot for United back in college, and this was obviously pre 9/11 and stuff, and it was very easy to jump on a plane, and he flew for free under 25. He flew for free, and he used to jump on a United flight and take a short flight just to do work, because that he would be no distractions.
Yeah.
He would get on a plane for 2 hours, do work, land somewhere in Kansas City, jump on a plane and fly back.
That's how they're able to do that, because his dad worked for the airline, so they still get the benefits of it. I'm like, how do you afford to do this?
Let's hit this.
The bear in the world is
Jocelyn Luna.
So let's just see if she's there. Jocelyn, are you there?
I am here.
Oh,
sounds good, too.
It does. Lucas did a good job.
Yeah. So Jocelyn is out and about today. We're celebrating spring graduation. UNLV graduates tomorrow. Jocelyn Luna. Jocelyn is out to give some graduation advice to some very lucky people. Now, she graduated back in 2013. Where were you?
2017.
Wow. So she's had 2 years of experience under her belt being a graduate. And what do you think she's learned in the past 2 years? Well, she's going to tell you and inspire all of us. And wait until you hear who our audience is. Oh, this is going to be good.
It's coming up right after Kings of Leon. All right, little Kings of Leon on this Friday morning. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, 9 o'clock hour, 9:10. We've got Terrible's Secret Sound. And check this out. Coming up here in less than 10 minutes, we have for you a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. But right now,
where in the world is
Jocelyn Luna?
All right, we're sending out Jocelyn to bring some happiness, some smiles, and to celebrate. A lot of things going on in the world. There's holidays, there's birthdays, and there's special occasions like UNLV's graduation. Jocelyn Luna. So we have sent her out to give her vast knowledge and expertise that she has gained after her stint at UNLV and being out into the real world for the past 2 years. Actually, a year and a half, because didn't you graduate in December, Jocelyn?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so it's been a year and a half that you've been able to go out in the world, and you want to use your knowledge and the lessons you've learned to inspire our youth and that new generation that is coming up and wants to learn.
That.
Yeah, so where are you at right now?
Right now, I am at Judith Steele Elementary School. I am in Mr. Sunshine's first grade class. He's a former Teacher of the Month. And I'm sitting here with his class right now, and I'm looking pretty silly,
Because how do you put a graduation cap on top of your headphones?
Oh.
If you want to see, go to Facebook Live.
These kids are adorable. Look at Facebook Live. You got to go to you guys.
They are precious.
Okay, so here's the deal, Jocelyn. You've prepared a speech to inspire these. What grade are they again?
They are first graders.
So they're going to be graduating first grade and going on to second grade, you guys. And you've got to give them some words of advice, all right?
Okay.
Are we ready?
Do you want the graduation music playing, or do you want this to be dry? What do you think, Mercedes?
I think that I want to hear the reaction of the students, so let's keep it dry. And with passion, Jocelyn, you got to inspire this generation, girl. Come on.
The children are our future. Are we right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, class, are we ready? Okay, there we go. Hear ye, hear ye. 'Tis the day of your graduation. I remember first grade. Picture books. Sight words. In the words of the great Troy Bolton and Gabriela Montez, this is the start of something new. But this is no high school musical. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. We've learned our ABCs, easy as 1, 2, 3. We've read the books, done the math, and now, summer lovin', have me a blast. Second grade is a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. My hat just fell. We'll move on to bigger and better science and social studies, language arts, and we'll grow not only our minds, but also our hearts. Always remember, be kind to one another. Brush your teeth at least 2 times a day. Wash your hands. Listen to your parents and teachers. Look both ways before crossing the street, and then look again. And in closing, in the words of the great Vitamin C, as we go on, we remember all the times we had together. As our lives change, come whatever, we will still be friends forever. If you're ready to graduate, say yeah.
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 If you're ready for the rest of your lives, say oh yeah. Congratulations, graduating first grade class of spring 2019.
Woo! Woo! Yes. Oh! Are they giving you a standing ovation?
Oh, I have one student giving me a standing ovation, yes.
Oh!
Yes, I think we accomplished it.
The rest thought you were just mediocre at best.
Oh, yeah. I think they were more entertained by my hat falling off mid-speech.
I see the little boy giving you a standing ovation in the white shirt. How sweet. Oh, that's so good. Okay.
Do you want to say anything, or are they allowed to talk to them to give you your thoughts on your speech?
We do have some students that can speak. What questions do you have?
We want to know what they think the best lesson that they learned from your speech was.
Okay, what's your name, bud?
Brody.
Brody, what is the best lesson you learned from my speech?
What do you think?
Ask him.
I don't think he learned anything.
Ask him if he's excited about going to the second grade.
Are you excited about going to the second grade?
Yes.
Ask, what's the best part of being a second grader?
What do you think is being the best part of being a second grader?
Science.
Second grade science.
Yeah.
Man.
Who's his favorite singer?
Who is your favorite singer?
Imagine Dragons Band.
Representing.
Cool.
Representing.
Now go ahead and sing Thunder for the class in honor of Imagine Dragons, Jocelyn.
In honor of your favorite band, I'm going to sing Thunder. Are you ready? Thunder. Feel the thunder. Sing with me. Lightning and the thunder. There we go. Good job, guys.
Jocelyn Luna.
Oh, those kids, they just learned life lessons from you. They're so lucky. They're way ahead of the other first graders.
All that advice
didn't hear
that was so good. That was so good.
Good stuff, Jocelyn. Maybe you should go visit the other classrooms and give the same speech.
As you embark from third grade to fourth grade, fifth grade to sixth grade.
I loved your references to High School Musical, Grease. I heard, what other references?
Independence Day was in there.
Oh, man, that was some good stuff. Thanks, Jocelyn. If you want to see that, it's up on our the station Facebook page if you want to go back and
kids
watch it.
Kids are so cute.
Maybe you want to read it to your children or play it for your children. That was beautiful. I have a tear in my eye. Our little Jocelyn has learned so much.
She is for hire if you want her to come speak at your graduation or...
or just to your children
yes,
in your living room.
Yes, come to your house and deliver that speech. What's the commercial this is in right now? Is it for Tide or something like that?
Yeah, I hear it every morning.
Yeah. We started this song. Before I'm like, we play this song all the time. Oh, no, wait, isn't that commercial?
It's between that and the DirecTV one. It's like, I can see the beads of sweat. What's his skincare regime? I always hear that commercial. I know it by heart pretty much now.
It sounds just like our boss that one does. That's how our boss talks. It's
either
hysterical.
You don't have a girlfriend or you don't have DirecTV.
Wow.
I don't have either.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, Friday Rewind. Get your request in right now at 702-364-9400, but let's do this here.
It's time for Terrible Secret Sound with Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1.
All right, the Terrible Secret Sound jackpot has broken $200. We are now at $219. And it's the same sound we've had for a few days now. Once we hit that threshold of 200, we start giving out clues. Because we get antsy. We want you to win this money. So, here again is the Terrible Secret Sound. All right. First clue. Pretty vague, but the clue is we should all do this. Do you know what it is? Well, if you do, caller 20 gets to take a guess. 702-364-9400.
It's the Friday Rewind.
It is.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's filter, take a picture on the Friday Rewind.
It's time for Terrible Secret Sound with Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo!
All right. Let's get your guess for the Terrible Secret Sound. But first, we want to play the sound for you one more time and repeat the clue. Here you go, Rhonda. Here's the secret sound. The clue is that we should all do this. Rhonda, for $219, courtesy of Terrible Herbst, what is the secret sound?
Is it cutting up food on a cutting board?
Is it cutting up food on a cutting board?
Oh,
but good answer. Wow, I could totally see that being the sound. That's unfortunately not the sound, Rhonda. I'm so sorry. And that means we add $25 to the Terrible's jackpot. So Monday morning, we'll get another clue and the jackpot will be worth $244.
The Cure, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, your tickets to Florence and the Machine coming up here in 60 seconds. Let's go back in time. So Howard Stern has a new book out. I'm reading it right now. It's really good. But his first book came out, Howard Stern's Private Parts, came out in 1993.
Okay.
So let's go back to this day, back in 1993, and talk about the number one song in the country.
All right.
I'm going to play you three songs, and you tell me which song was number one on this day in 93.
All right.
Was it this one?
Let me make you real, honey, yeah.
little Silk, Freak Me.
Freak Me, I like it.
Was it Janet Jackson? Wow.
She just celebrated a big birthday yesterday, and then tonight, grand opening of her residency over at the Park Theater. Okay.
Or was it this song right here? Oh. Or was it, hold on a second, give me 1 second. Or was it this song right here?
Man, 2 days in a row I've heard this song. Or was it 2 days in a row? I know this week you
played. I did, I gave you a little Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. I'm going to go with Janet on this one. I think Janet was the one with the number one song.
The number one song in the country on this day back in 1993 was... Yeah.
All right. And you know she's going to play this tonight. How exciting.
What's our Janet song that...
Again.
Again.
Oh, please don't play that. I'll start crying.
And just real quick, the number one movie in the country was this one right here.
Dave Kovic was an ordinary guy.
Mr. Kovic, your government needs your help.
We just happened to look like the president.
You're a very handsome man. Thank you, Mr. President. Just get rid of the grin. You look like a schmuck.
Dave, something has happened to the president.
What about the vice president?
You remember this one, Dave?
No.
It was like...
Kevin Kline.
Yeah, something happened to the president, and this guy looked just like the president, so they took him, and he had to act like he was the president.
I never saw it, but when you said that, now it kind of rings a bell.
All right, so yeah, that was the number one movie in the country on this day in 1993. Exposé. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, wrapping up the Friday Rewind.
That was a fun one. That was for Ray, who requested that. Thank you, Ray, for listening. And that is it for us. We are headed out the door. Heather is on the way next. She'll have your final pair of tickets to check out Florence and the Machine. That concert is tonight. And if you want to go, you'll have one more chance. So keep listening. 1 o'clock hour for those. And we're up. That's it for us.
That'll do it. I'm going to wait officially until 10 o'clock, so we can say we stayed on up until 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. We got 3, we got 2, we got 1, and we out of here.
It's 10 o'clock. There you go. That'll do it for show number 967 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning. KMXB FM HD1, Henderson, Las Vegas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.